Hello world and welcome to another episode of Colin Mill at the Movies, which was originally at the movies with Colin Mill, but of course I keep changing it just trying to make the Instagram name fit. But I am back from the movies. I'm here with my co-host of the evening with my man's Toon. Say what's up.
What up? How you doing? This your boy Captain of the Mac and Toons.
Now, we meant to do a couple of these shows earlier because we've seen so many movies by this point. We've seen Ready or Not, which I thought was pretty good. What else did we see? We saw Lion King together?
No, we didn't see Lion King.
Yeah, because that shit was trash.
I just had to break that a little bit in there.
This is like, we got to remind people, Lion King was trash. What else did we see? I know we saw a couple other movies. We've seen Child's Play? Was Child's Play together?
No, it's It.
Oh, it's It. No, you've seen It.
We've seen It, too.
I feel like we did see a horror movie together. Crawl together.
Yeah, we did see Crawl.
Which I thought was very similar to Ready or Not. Crawl and Ready or Not, very similar movies.
Yeah, they are.
You got a white girl in a big house and a whole bunch of people trying to kill her. Well, a huge bunch of dings trying to kill her.
Yeah.
At one point she hurt herself. You know, I'm like, yo, this is like beat by bit the same movie. You know, they just changed the same scenario. And the first is alligators, now it's just a satanic 1% rich wealthy family. You know, but I thought that was pretty good. Out of all the Disney princesses, that's actually in my top three. Technically, all my Disney princesses are violent. Because technically, the bride from Kill Bill is a Disney princess. Because that was Miramax. Miramax was owned by Disney. Anyway, but you know, the R-rated Disney princesses, you will say. You know, we also saw The Matrix, but we already talked about seeing The Matrix on was it on this show?
It was on the Cypher
podcast. We talked about The Matrix. But this evening, well, for the last 2 weeks, this week and last week, we saw Don't Let Go from Blumhouse and OLR releasing, and we saw It Part 2. Now, Don't Let Go, to me, it reminded me a lot of the movie Frequency. Choose, you never seen Frequency, right?
No.
But I showed you the trailer, though.
Yeah, I do remember the movie.
And Frequency had a very similar premise where you had somebody who was able to get, you know, contact somebody from the past and, you know, find a way to, you know, basically get them to survive the future or something, you know? So, but, you know, it was a huge cast. You had Storm Reid. You had David Oyelowo. I never could say his name. His African guy's name. Mykettie Williamson. Brian Tyree Henry, who we all know as Paperboy on Atlanta, you know? And to me, it's not a predictable movie, but if you've seen Frequency, you kind of know the story beats. But I thought it was pretty entertaining. I thought it was pretty good. You know, Blumhouse did their thing with, you know, they're making some good black hits lately. Mm-hmm. Blumhouse was like, oh, we got you black folks. I like movies. We got you some movies. You know, so shout out to OTL releasing and, you know, Blumhouse Tilt for putting that movie out. It Part 2, I like it, you know. Like, Don't Let Go is a supernatural horror thriller, and it was a supernatural horror. And, I don't hate it, but I don't love it either.
Yeah, I definitely don't love it.
You know, It Chapter 2 is the, you know, the sequel to the last American supernatural horror film, It, you know, which is based off the 1986 novel by Stephen King. And, you know, the cast was great. I love the adults who, you know, who played the kid. I felt like they were perfect casting. Bill Skarsgård, I can never pronounce, the guy who plays Pennywise. I love his Pennywise. You know, I don't want to say I love it more than Tim Curry, but it's up there. It's up there in performances. I don't know. The movie was too goddamn long.
I was just going to say that. 2.5, 3 hours, bro.
Yeah, 2 hours and 49 minutes, I think it was.
That's too long.
And mostly because they spent too much time on the kids.
Yeah.
We didn't need all that time with the kids. We had time with the kids already. You know, but they was like, yo, y'all like the kids? Here's some more. Like, we good on that. We good. But I love, of course, the visual effects. I love the directing. I love the story. I think everything was perfect. I love the cameo from Stephen King and Peter Donovich. You know, I think the cast was perfect. The kids came back. They did their thing again. I don't understand why they put CGI on them to make them look younger. But I get it, because they're not supposed to be older than they were in the last movie. I don't know. It's not my favorite horror movie, but it's one of those movies I know I will watch over and over and over again. Like yesterday, me and Toons were in Target, and they had a book called The World of It, and I cannot leave that store without buying a copy of that. You know what I mean? So I know I'm still going to be very into the It world. I'm actually going to see it again on Sunday on IMAX. So, you know, I may have to come back and give you guys another review on that. But as of now, is It worth seeing in theaters? If you have 3 hours to waste, yes.
If you're an It fan.
If you're an It fan, you love Stephen King novels, yes. If you don't mind waiting 3 hours, yes. Mm-hmm. My only problem is with this movie is, like, it gets repetitive very early.
Yeah, especially with the, I don't like the ending.
Yeah, the ending, oh, God, that was, you basically seen the same movie twice.
Exactly, especially that phrase.
Right.
I don't like when they kept saying that to the actor, the
Pennywise.
The book writer, the dude who's writing.
When they were making fun of Stephen King, ending sucks.
I don't like that. Yeah, exactly. And then it has Stephen King in there, like, mm-hmm. I didn't like the ending. Talk about his own shit.
And then we leave the movie going, I don't like the ending.
Dead ass.
Like, they gave it the exact same movie again, this time with adults. And then they had the clip from the first movie, and then they extended those scenes, and it was just like, guys, you know, if you was going to have these scenes, you're going to have these scenes in the last movie, you know? But it's all good. I think Don't Let Go, worth seeing in theaters. It Chapter 2, it is a fun ride. So I say go see it. Both of the movies worth seeing in theaters. Will they become classics? I don't know. But you know what will become a classic in my eyes? Hustlers. Hustlers!
That was a real good movie.
That was a really, really good movie.
Really good
movie. Hustlers is a 2019 American crime drama film written and directed by Lorraine Scafaria. I'm sorry if I messed her name up. But she's known for her work on Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist, which is one of my favorite films. Seeking a Friend for the End of the World. I didn't see that movie, but I did see the trailer for that movie, and I thought it was pretty good. Whip It. You had Ricky and the Flash, The Meddler. I think she wrote some episode of Children's Hospital that was on Adult Swim. New Girl, you know. But she directed this film based off the 2015 article called The Hustlers at Scores. Because the original strip club, this movie took place, well, not the movie, but the real life story took place at Scores, which is not too far from where we are right now. We're in New York, if you guys don't know where this podcast is recording. But I remember reading this article. No, it wasn't even an article. I remember when it broke the news on the New York Post. Mm-hmm. I remember reading about it in the New York Post, and I'm like, yo, man, this would be a really good movie. And then somebody else in Hollywood was like, this would make a really good movie. And then here it is now in 2019. You know, but I think this is specifically from the article, from the New York Magazine article. You know, the story based on a true story, you know, it follows a group of strippers who begin to embezzle money from stock traders and CEOs who visit their club. So it's produced by Jennifer Lopez, and it was produced by Will Ferrell's company, Gloria Sanchez Productions. And, you know, there was a line in there where Jennifer Lopez told Constance Wu, come here, come inside my fur. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh, this is definitely Will Ferrell produced movie.
Hell yeah.
Like, oh, God, I definitely believe this was Will Ferrell production right here. But you got Jennifer Lopez, Julia Stiles, Constance Wu, Kiki Palmer, Lizzo, Cardi B, you know, Lily Reinhart. To me, I think this is a great film. You know, this movie was on a $20 million budget. I think it's going to see maybe $100 million this weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, like, especially for the first moment J-Lo pop up on that screen. Woo-wee! Mm-hmm. I can't believe that woman 50 years old.
Word.
That woman is.
I cannot believe it.
She is. Man, I can't believe my eyes.
I could not believe that either.
I'm like, damn. That's why A-Rod like, hold on now. Hold on now. I don't care if you got 4 rings before me. I'll give you a 5th
Word,
one.
I will give you that 5th one, J-Lo. I will. I surely will. Who's looking too proper?
Like, J-Lo, man. You know what's crazy? This was my very first Jennifer Lopez movie in theaters. I've never seen a Jennifer Lopez movie in theaters. I've grown up watching Jennifer Lopez, of course. And, I've loved Jennifer Lopez since Selena. You know, both guys. If you're talking about your first time you've seen Jennifer Lopez, mm-hmm. unless you count Living Color. Which most people, you know, they say they do, but y'all really only remember because they started pointing her out in the future. We're like, hey, that was Jennifer Lopez this whole mm-hmm. time. So I miss me on that bullshit. But, you know, Selena, Enough, Made in Manhattan, The Wedding Planner. You know, Jennifer Lopez, growing up, she had those movies where you just fell in love with her every time. Every time she was on that screen, you were just like, man, there's something about her. She's so sweet. She's mm-hmm. so charming. And in this movie, she is just boss.
For real.
Boss.
Top-notch boss. And on top of that, she's not a grimy boss.
Right. That's what's crazy, because the movie starts setting up like she was supposed to be.
Yeah, that's how I felt when she wrapped up in the coat. I'm like, oh, nah, this is not how females are.
Right.
But as it went on, it was like, bro, this is really how women are supposed to be, bro.
Right.
This is how women
That's how they are.
Yeah, this
that's
is how they women are. Are. Yeah. But it's just nurturing, that we're not portrayed caring. Properly.
You know, she was very nurturing. Mm-hmm. She was very caring, mm-hmm. you know. And it was unbelievable. And it was crazy. Some of there were moments in this film where she got really tough, and I was just like, oh, wow. Now, I've seen Jennifer Lopez play tough. You know, we've seen her enough. Mm-hmm. You know, there was Shades of Blue when that was at NBC, which was a dope show.
Enough was the scary movie, right?
It was Thriller when her husband was beating on her.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was just, she's supposed to do the story of Kizomba Blanco, the godmother from the Cocaine Cowboys.
Okay.
So she's supposed to play her. They were originally trying to produce the movie, and they hired her to be in it, and then that movie production fell apart, but she fell in love with the story. Like, screw it, I'll produce it myself. Mm-hmm. So now she's doing that movie now. Mm-hmm. Seeing her in this film, I believe she can do it all the way.
I really believe
she can do it.
I believe she can, too. I feel like this is a little lead on to it.
Right? I'm ready to see a gangster Jennifer Lopez. I'm ready for it. I'm mm-hmm. ready. Here's my money. Mm-hmm. Take it. Mm-hmm. I'm like the dude in Hustlers right now. Take my money. You up? This my $5,000. Fuck it. Swipe my card.
J-Lo sex appeal was on 100.
It's like she's
She was put everybody to shame.
She put all the young women in that movie to shame, bro. Like, oh my goodness,
bro.
Like, wow.
I could not stop focusing on J-Lo, bro.
Like, she looked amazing. Now, Constance Wu, y'all may know her from Fresh Off the Boat. You also may know her from Crazy Rich Asians. That's where I know her from. She's been in a few other productions.
Was she in an action movie?
Was she?
I think she was. I don't remember.
I can't remember. But the top two things I remember from her is Fresh Off the Boat and... Mm-hmm. And Crazy Rich Asians, which I did see in theaters last year, which was really, really good. And it's crazy because they're trying to shoot the next movie, but the issue is they want to raise their money. They're like, hey, this movie made money last time. Mm-hmm. We need more money this time. Right. And Warner Brothers is like, hey, I think that's how this works. So they're like, so we let's hope they get their money right so we can actually see the sequel to that. Was she in any other movie after that?
She was in Everything We Never Heard Of.
That was like what?
Parallels, All the Creatures Were Stirring.
Oh, she was in the Lego Ninja movie, though. I didn't see the Lego Ninja movie, but I know that movie. I think I've heard of Parallel, too. I think I bought a copy of that, but never watched it.
Oh, wow.
Definitely never seen The Fills. Never seen Witch Dragon. Oh, that doesn't come out yet. Definitely didn't see Next Gen. Oh, yeah, so I guess Fresh Out of the Boat and Crazy Rich Asians and now Hustlers are the top things I know her for. You know, but she was amazing in this movie. She brought her A-game in this film. She brought her A-game. I'm not surprised, because she definitely brought her A-game to Fresh Out of the Boat. There were scenes in Fresh Out of the Boat where she really showed her abilities as an actress, and I feel like she did. She brought her A-game in this film, too. Cardi, I knew, was not going to be in this film that long.
I was disappointed in
that,
actually.
Didn't I say before we walk in, I was like, Cardi's going to have like five scenes in this movie.
Yeah, but I was still disappointed.
Why?
Because
I felt like Cardi, she brought her A-game too. But I mean, she was Cardi. Cardi was Cardi in this movie.
Exactly.
Cardi didn't have the act at all.
Exactly. That's exactly what it was. Cardi was Cardi. But I felt like this should have been some more booty. I don't care.
You wanted more Cardi booty?
Yes, I wanted more twerking, bro.
I mean, there was a lot of ass
in
this movie.
No, I wanted to see Cardi twerking.
There was a lot of ass in this movie.
I wanted to see Cardi twerking. I came in
for
two things.
You can go on YouTube right now if you can more Cardi.
I can, but I wanted to see it on the big screen.
You saw titties on the big screen, Cardi titties?
I wanted to see Cardi and J-Lo twerk. I seen J-Lo. I was a
satisfied.
That
was a lot of J-Lo.
Whoa, yes.
There was a lot of J-Lo.
The way she did the introduction to J-Lo,
yeah, the first
bro.
J-Lo, the first the moment you meet J-Lo.
Bruh.
Lord. You know what's crazy? Originally, I was going to go to see this movie. I have a lot of homegirls. So I was like, yo, I should go to see this with my girls. You know, one of them, you know. And I have a few stripper friends. So I'm like, yo, I should probably take one of the stripper friends to them. I'm so glad I went with my mans instead. This is not a movie you go with the girls to see. You know, if you a girl, you go with the girls to
word,
see a movie.
You go with your homegirls.
If you a guy, you go with your man to see this movie. This is not a date night movie.
Word, this is not a
it's
date night movie.
It's a guy's night out film. This is girls' night out film.
Exactly.
Like, I'm sitting here like, oh, I'm glad I ain't coming. Any of them. Like, this movie is crazy.
And, you know, there was a lot of sex appeal in that movie, but let's talk about just for like a few minutes about women upping each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? There was a lot of that. And I didn't really expect that thinking.
Yeah,
that,
there was a lot of waiting to exhale moments.
For real.
You know, like some people may not enjoy seeing that in film, but I love seeing that. Because, you know, these days, you know, there's a lot of love and hip-hop stuff going on where you just see women throwing drinks at each other, pulling each other's hair. And I'm like, that's not how it really is. I grew up with a lot of women around me. I still have a lot of women around me now. I'm like, you know, granted, there might be one or two girls they don't get along with, but... When they're all together in a group, it's like one big happy family.
Exactly.
Like surrogate family.
Exactly.
And this movie shows that family. It shows that bond. And I remember sitting there while watching that scene when, you know, the Christmas scene where they're all together for Christmas.
Yep.
And I'm just sitting here like, yo,
you know, it's rare when you get to even see it on screen, where you see a whole bunch of women just, you know, celebrating Christmas together, being one big happy family.
Bro, there was no men.
No men. They didn't need no men to enjoy that moment. They didn't need men to enjoy that moment. And I felt that. And I felt that.
Exactly. I felt that. I did too. I was really like, wow, they really don't. Well, second there, bro.
That's true. I had that same thought. I was like, yo, they can really have a good time without us. I'm like, all right, babe, call me when you get home, okay? I'm going to go with the boys to the bar, all right?
Like,
you two with the girls. Y'all still exchanging gifts. You got me something, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Tell her I said hi. Oh, she hung up.
Yep, exactly.
Dead ass.
It was one of those moments, bro.
Yeah, but, you know, I was really, really, really happy to see that. But the crazy thing about this movie, I really love... See... When I look at, especially crime movies to me are very hard to be good. You know what I mean? Because the one thing about crime films is not everybody's going to, you know, be on the quote-unquote criminal side of the film, right? So sometimes when they do these crime films, sometimes they make the people too gangsta, you know, and they make the other people too vulnerable. This movie had the perfect blend of both. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, it was believable. It was authentic.
For real.
I didn't, like, I've seen so many movies where, like, there was a movie... It was very similar to this, but instead of, what do you call it? You know, girls embezzling money with cards and whatnot. They were setting up dudes to get robbed. Like, dudes mm-hmm. go to the guy's crib, mm-hmm. you know, make out with them, act like they're getting sex, and dudes will run up to the crib and rob them. I can't remember which name of the movie. It's a hood movie. I'll give it to you guys in a second.
A few movies up, man. TK locked up for that. Free TK.
I don't know what the name of the movie. I really can't remember. It was a really low budget hood movie. But, what do you call it? When I look at this movie, I was like, this movie didn't force it.
No.
It didn't force it at all. You know, I really believe that these girls were friends and these girls were like, you know, they're family.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and that, you know, they were caught up in some tough times, especially mm-hmm. after, you know, the 2000, or what do you call it? Was it the bailout?
Yeah.
With the bailout situation.
The market crash.
Yeah, the market crash. And, you know... Everybody was, you know, struggling, trying to figure out how to make things work. And, you know, their way of making things work was like, all right, yo, we're just going to trick these guys and, you know, steal their money.
Yeah.
You know?
And you show in the first scene where she probably made, like, she did mad work, made, like, $300 and went home with $42.
Oh, you mean when she sucked? Well, in the beginning when she starts. Yeah. But that's one thing I'm glad they showed the movie that, like, it didn't jump straight into, like, yeah, we're robbing men.
Yeah, facts.
You know, like, they show, like, you know, when she first got into the game where she, you know, comfortable, don't know what she's doing and she's not really making any money. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, here comes Jennifer Lopez to put on the game and they start working together and they start hustling together and they start making money together and she's off to pay the bills. But then she gets pregnant and she leaves the game and then she stops making money. Then she starts to struggle. Then she tries to come back and now she's sucking dick for like $60. And then, you know, J-Lo comes back like, girl, what you doing? We got to do this the right way. And then, you know, they go full-blown gangster. Well, not full-blown gangster, because in the beginning it was just on some, like, you know, we gonna strip for money and get guys drunk and whatnot. But eventually it goes to, like, Breaking Bad. Like, it went real... Like, to me, I'm like, this is like, or this was a real crime drama. You know, I was expecting this to go like Showgirls or Striptease or, well, there was the Ice Cube one, the Ice Cube directed, the Players Club. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? This is not Players Club.
No.
This is not Players Club at all. This is like Wolf of Wall Street.
Bro, what's that movie with Tiffany Haddish and the other shorty and they was in the neighborhood doing the mafia shit or whatever?
Oh, The Kitchen.
Yeah, it's like a mix with
that. Oh, yeah, we saw The Kitchen, too. I forgot that was one of the movies we saw.
Yeah, it was a mix with that. And,
And The Players Club?
Yeah, it was like that.
Yeah, know? Pretty much. All they were missing was some guns. Mm-hmm. You know, there were definitely some bodies. Mm-hmm. You know, but I don't think anybody died, though.
No.
Nobody died in this movie. But, I don't know.
Somebody did die, but not violently.
Oh, yeah. But no, we're not going to spoil it. You know, I really had a really good time. I mean, I knew I was going to have a good time with this movie. It wasn't like I was going to, you know,
in. Yeah, I knew. Once J-Lo was in it, bro, and I seen the first her introduction, bro, Ramona mm-hmm. introduction.
Right.
It was over. I was satisfied with the movie
in the
bro.
I'm sold.
Yeah.
This is a good movie.
For real.
She needs an Oscar.
Yeah, for real. I was satisfied with that, bro.
Would it be crazy if they actually nominated J-Lo an Oscar for this movie?
They're not getting an Oscar.
No.
It's not Oscar.
This is not I don't believe there's Oscar material. Yeah, there's no Oscar, you gotta have AIDS to be a slave. Right, yeah. You gotta be a maid.
Make people cry. Something. Right. There was a lot of crying, but I didn't cry. Remember, I didn't feel bad for nobody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, just.
I mean, yo, Wolf of Wall Street. But hey, Wolf of Wall Street was nominated for an Oscar. Leonardo DiCaprio was nominated for an Oscar for that movie. He didn't win, but
you just said Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah. Compared to who starred in this?
I'm talking about Jennifer Lopez.
Well, she was nominated before, wasn't she?
No. I mean, of course, Grammys, of course, but I don't think she ever was nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah, so it ain't happening.
It's not. It's not the film. But, you know, for my first Jennifer Lopez movie in theaters, I'm glad it was this one.
Yeah.
I'm really glad it was this one.
Yeah, I was really glad, too. I'm not going to lie, bro. We was in the middle and everything.
Right. Oof. And then, you know what's crazy? The crowd wasn't even... I was expecting a lot of guys in there.
No.
And there was a lot of women in there.
There was a lot of women.
A lot of women. Old women, young women. There was an old age woman they were both, like... Maybe 50, 60 years old.
Yep.
Like, you know, maybe even 60. Yeah, mostly around 60. There was a black woman and an Asian woman on our left. There was another group of women on my right.
In front of us.
Right?
They were everywhere.
What do you call it? But.
And they were enjoying the movie. They were
everybody.
Laughing. Everything was laughing. It was like the movie was great, bro.
Right.
It was great. It wasn't too much of. Like, oh, you think it's a stripper movie or a drug movie or a money-hungry movie. It was an everything movie. It was a family movie. When they put the family moments, it was everything, you know? You enjoyed it. You know what I'm saying? When they showed the little bitch, the redhead bitch, you knew drama.
Oh, yeah. You know she was going to be an issue.
Yeah.
That was, oh, man. When I say this movie, the writing, the directing, the editing was on point. It was just amazing. You know, because it's like I said, sometimes it's hard to put together good crime movie. You know what I mean? A lot of times you see a crime movie and like, this, especially, you know, when it comes to like...
Stuff that's related.
Yes.
Real life.
You know, like, I know a lot of girls who like, you know, I don't want to say in life a crime, but, you know, they're in the strip club. Mm-hmm. And they see things, they hear things, you know what I mean? And they share these stories with me. And then it's like, so I see this movie, I'm just like, damn, this movie kind of spot on.
Yeah.
This movie really kind of spot on how this thing go down. Not just even just, you know, how girls sometimes do crazy things to get money from guys, but just even just the struggle part. I've had a lot of girls tell me this, you know, the struggle of like going to the club and, you know, they shaking and grinding on a dude for like fucking $20. You know what I mean? Like, I hear these stories. So watching this film, I'm like, yo, they show everything, the good moments, the bad moments. Like, they didn't leave any stone unturned. You know what I mean? Like, I think this movie was pretty, pretty good. I can't think of anything bad to say about this movie.
They let you know that shit is real. Like, people. Really going through that. People's really going through those things.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, it's like she said one line that really that stuck with me was, if we don't do it, somebody else will.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that lets you know, like, that's been something. She's been in that game since the 90s. She was talking about she was a model in the 90s.
Right.
Like
I think she was saying she was a Playboy sentiment photo and everything.
Exactly. So she was a veteran in that. Right. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, she was, because she was able to tell all the girls everything.
Yeah. So it's just letting you know, like, there's a lot of stuff in it that's going in that movie that's really real life that's going on with a lot of women.
Right.
And then the fact that they was able to still, like, you know, build a family with people going through what they was going through.
Right.
You know?
I also want a quick shout out to Stormy Maya. I've been following her on social media for man long, and I didn't even realize she was in Spike Lee. She's got a habit series, and then she popped up in this movie. Mm-hmm. And you were like, yo, who that with the dog? I was like, yo, I know her. Right? Yeah, I'm telling you, that's what made me recognize her, because she been had that fro, bro.
Yeah, the fro.
I was like, oh, shit, look at how the big screen. Okay, yep. So shout out to her real quick. But, I don't know, really, I really, really enjoyed this movie. I have nothing bad to say about this film at all.
I didn't feel like, oh, you know, like I was a pervert watching that movie.
Right, it was done with class.
Exactly.
It was a very classy movie.
Exactly.
It was done with taste. It was definitely done with taste. It had style.
Yup, it was so much more than just bitches on the pole.
Bro. Right, it wasn't just twerking. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just stripping. You know, it was about family. It was about, you know, coming up. You know, maintaining life. You know,
exactly. Don't go in there thinking you about to watch Players Club.
Right, not Players Club.
Don't go in there thinking you watching Players. Don't think you about to see bitches getting smacked around and all the other stuff.
Right, no pimp is gonna be around here, you know, running around beating women. Where my money? Ho.
Exactly.
None of that happening.
Exactly. You're gonna see a real story. Like, there's a real storyline happening here with real, you know, situations. You're gonna see a lot of that.
So when you know take that stuff and when you know take that into consideration when you're watching it,
right?
You know, it's a really good movie,
right? And then, and like I'm telling, this movie is gangster, and it didn't need guns, you know. Like mm-hmm. it's not like Widows or nice. You know, like you know, it's probably that's I'm glad to say Widows because you know last year. You know, I saw Widows and Ocean's 8 in theaters, you know. Mm-hmm. Widows I like. Widows I end up buying on Blu-ray and everything. But Widows, I was like, you know, it's cool, but it's not my favorite movie. It's no Set It Off. Mm-hmm. Now, Ocean's 8, I just felt like, I don't know why it's not believable. I don't know. This don't feel right to me. I don't know. I'm in it, I literally was just in it for the cast. Mm-hmm. The cast was my favorite reason of the movie. You know, if it wasn't for, you know, Sandra Bullock and Anne Hathaway and Rihanna and Awkwafina and, you know, the rest of the cast of Ocean's 8, I probably wouldn't wouldn't even give two shits about that movie. Mm-hmm. But with all that women in there, I was like, I have to see it. Did you see Ocean's 8?
No, with Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
No, way too seen it in the movie though.
Everybody who I think, everybody who I talk about seeing that movie, they're like, you know, when I ask them, they're like, yeah, I like that movie. I'm like, do you really like the movie? You like the people in it? And they're like, yeah, I like the people in it. I really didn't like the movie. You know, like it's not, you know, and this movie. I didn't have that experience in this movie. I like everybody, and I like the movie.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I expected to be like, you know, Constance Wu in here, you know, mm-hmm. it's not going to fit it right.
Right.
You know, I expected it to be like mild or plain.
Right.
And it wasn't, bro. She was really a person.
Right.
You know, and then the stuff that she went through when she was like, oh, you know, we're looking for a retail person. And she's like, well, how am I supposed to get a retail job if I never had retail experience?
Right. It was real.
Yeah, it was that. And it's like how we be feeling when right. we apply for jobs. Like, you know, I would have it.
If it was super relatable.
For real. It's serious, bro. It's serious.
I wish I could tell you guys the name of the movie I was trying to tell you guys before where the women was robbing men and setting them up, but it's not coming to me. One of these days, I'm going to come back on the podcast. Like, yo, we're doing that episode. Are we going to talk about Hustlers? You know, because it was an indie film, though, you know, and I'm sure just, you know, a couple of folks probably screaming, I know the movie you're talking about, you know, but I can't remember what it was. And I'm telling you guys, as I'm doing this podcast, I was trying to look it up before I end the episode so I could give you the title of this movie, but it's not happening. It's not happening. Yeah, my brother got to go to work in the morning. I still got to type this review and I'm prepared tomorrow's shoot because I'm going to shoot this review at the London Hotel because, mm-hmm. you know, this movie's about ballers and hustlers. So I got to be on my baller and hustler. You know, I got to be on, I got to give you the vibes for this review, you know? So get ready for that video review. It's going to be special.
You know, sponsored by Carmel.com.
Right? But definitely, 2 thumbs up. I give it 10 out of 10 stars. I have no problem with this movie. Go see Hustlers in theaters. I think it's worth the trip. It's worth the money. I might see it again. I might have to see it in AMC Prime so I can really hear the music in the strip club this time. I really feel like I'm in that shit. Like, yeah! Start throwing dollar bills in the air. Yeah. Like, hey, man, put that dollar back down. I'm going to pick that up after the movie over.
For real.
All right, what are you doing? Matter of fact, just give me that back. Give me
man,
that.
Give me
that. Give me right now.
Matter of fact, get away from
here. Right? It's J-Lo's area. Right. It's not for you. J-Lo's area. Just her space.
VIP, bro.
I'm going to call Tony over here.
Matter of fact, give me some money. You over here. Pass some money. You picking up money. Give me some
right?
money.
Right? This is the champagne room. Give me picking up money. Word. Get out of here, Bow Wow.
Oh, man. Don't hurt Bow Wow. Because he will talk back. He got something to say, man. Leave Bow Wow out of this. I'm sorry, Bow Wow.
Wow! You just don't know.
No.
The way that movie money fly by, it just don't. But anyways, definitely check it out. I enjoyed it. I think, like I said, don't bring your girlfriend to this movie. Girls, don't bring your boyfriend to this movie. Because, Shorty, you may get your feelings hurt if he goes one too many times.
Yep.
Because he will have that moment where he goes,
If he don't, girl. You better dump his ass.
Right? Like, then your man is lying to you. either lying to you that he's not thinking about them shits, or that man ain't, he go both ways.
Yeah.
One or the other. If he lying to you about something, okay?
Exactly.
If he don't go, at one point in that movie. He lying to you about something.
Exactly.
He lying. He either lying to you saying he not thinking it, because he is. Because there's no way you not. Especially with J-Lo's moments. Mm-hmm. Oh, my
goodness. For and it, real. When I say they did it with so much class, it's so sexy and classy.
For real.
It's like, ah. Like, this reminds me of, like, when you and your kid, and you go through, you find your first Playboy magazine, and you look at that centerfold picture, mm-hmm. and it looks so classy-like, but mm-hmm. there's nudity in
exactly.
it.
Exactly, like an old Playboy.
Right, it's like a glamour photography. Yep. This movie was basically shot like glamour photography.
For real.
And I think it was perfect. And it's crazy, because there was one moment where it dead ass stopped and became an Usher music video.
Dead ass. Bro,
I was rolling
ass,
like yo.
Hey, dead ass.
And,
dick,
and Jennifer Coleman is like, "Hey, what's your name?" He goes, "Usher." Yeah, dead man.
Dead ass, bro.
Man, I was like, "Where you and your twins at?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, we're not in Atlanta. It's in New York." Oh damn. But yeah, you know this movie. You know, because sometimes you can either end up with a Showgirls or you can end up with a Magic Mike. I feel like this movie tops both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Showgirls is not great, so I don't know if I should even mention Showgirls. You know, but you know, Magic Mike, I think, is a really good movie about strippers. But I feel like, you know, maybe I'm being biased because this one's about women strippers. Mm-hmm. You know, but I like this one better.
Yeah, I definitely Magic Mike. I definitely do.
You know, but that's just me. Well, that was this episode of At the Movies with Colin Mill. Colin Mill at the Movies. Until next time, bunch of love, God bless, two pieces of chicken grease. I'll see you later.
Hey, quick update. The name of the movie that I was trying to tell you guys is called Dirty Game, which is a 2002 independent film. It's rated R, and literally, like I said, it's a film about, you know, a couple of girls who, you know, are broke and, you know, embark on a plan to seduce and rob wealthy men. No difference is, you know, their stuff backfire really, really faster and then goes into deceit and murder, but I don't know. Hustle has to think of a bit more polished movie. Way bigger budget, but it's just as entertaining.